So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 91 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Thank you guys for listening, for paying attention, for listening to me here and on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I get a lot of response from that. And just in general, I really appreciate you, you know, and I appreciate both sides. I appreciate those who agree with me. And yes, I appreciate those who don't agree with me. I get when I post politically on Facebook, it's always fun. I mean, obviously, they're the ridiculous ones. Apparently, I'm not supposed to talk about politics. I'm only supposed to stick to comedy. So there's that rule that they posted on there. But there's another guy who I'll just call him Jeff because that's his name. And he's great because we disagree on a lot of things, but I do respect his posts. They are often angry, often funny, often both. But there's something about this guy that I just like. And I want to respond to something he put on my Facebook page in regards to my take on the midterm elections. And I want to get into it point by point because I really think we are reaching the point that there are two realities. There are two countries. There are two sets of facts. It is amazing the difference between the right and left, the liberal, conservative, whatever you want to call it, the blue and the red. It's actually, you would not know that we're talking about the same country. And in a way, it's great. I think it's great that we're that diverse. Like I've said a million times, one of the great things about the United States is we were able to create Barack Obama and Sarah Palin at the same time. Not many countries can say that. They're about the same age, so we literally created those two in parallel. And you want to talk about two different realities. But I'll get into that, and I'll not read his entire post, but I'm going to read parts of it and respond to parts of it. But first, you know, I have to talk, and I say I have to. People have asked me about, and you know, this Cosby thing. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Hannibal Buress, who's a great comic, who's really funny, did a bit about Cosby being a rapist. And you can look it up. Just Google Hannibal Buress, Bill Cosby, or Hannibal Buress rapist bit or whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, the bit is funny. And it brought up the fact that in his lifetime, in his career, Bill Cosby's been accused of sexual assault. And he's been accused of drugging women and having sex with them and so on. And basically, Hannibal's like, why does Cosby get a pass on that? And it's difficult for me to comment and to pretend that I'm neutral, because as anyone knows who's ever heard or read any interview I've done, I think Bill Cosby's the greatest comedian of all time. I think he's number one. Now, does that excuse raping? No, but my judgment is going to be clouded. I'm being honest. So do I think he did it? I don't know. I will say this, where there's smoke, there's fire, and where there's settlements have been paid, there's usually guilt. It's odd that it comes up at this point in Cosby's life and his career, but I guess it does. And the one thing that these women seem to have in common is they were all young actresses trying to get a break, you know, on the Cosby show or something. Like, in other words, listen, it's the casting couch is not new. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying that if you're a hot young actress or a hot young woman and you're hanging out with a man who's 30, maybe 40 years older than you, who happens to be very powerful and very rich, I mean, don't pretend you're shocked that, oh my God, he wants to sleep with me. Let's get past that. All right. Let's stop pretending. There's both parties were involved. I'll put it that way. Now, I'm not trying to go through victim shaming. I'm not saying that they asked for it or the old, well, look how she was dressed. I'm saying that you knew going in that this was part of the game. It's part of the game. You know, it's like if the guy has a van and tells you he's a photographer, jump in. You know something? He's probably not a photographer. He might be, but he's probably not. So I'm going to excuse myself from the discussion. I'm stepping back from it. Is Cosby guilty? Is he not guilty? I don't know. Like I said, where there's smoke, there's fire. Is he a bad guy? I'm not judging him on anything but his comedy. I'm judging him as the greatest comic there's ever been. So that's all I look at. And I don't know what you think of that. I don't know if it makes me a bad guy too. I promise you, I have never drugged nor raped a girl. Now, another thing that's happened because of this, I think Hannibal Buress, who's already known as one of the great young comics out there, and we got to stop calling him young because Hannibal's been in the game a long time, but one of the great comics out there, this has raised his visibility. And kudos to him and respect for the balls of tackling this because he put it out there, man, and it worked. It worked because people are talking about Hannibal more. So good for him, and that's it. That's what I have to say on the Cosby thing, if I even said anything, which I don't know that I did. Now, let's get back to my two Americas. And one of my favorite rock bands, a band called Living Color, did a song about, I want to know which way do I go to get to your America. And I really think that this is the case now, man. Wow. So, all right, let me get back to where this all started. It started with a Facebook post that I wrote about how Republicans, even though they won the midterms and numerous gubernatorial races and basically got everything they wanted, they're still mad, which is amazing to me. It's like, they're still mad. So I thought it was funny. So he sort of responded and wrote, I guess, what some of his gripes are. And I'm sure these gripes are quite common to the right. And again, I'm not going to read you every bit of his post, but I'll run through it really quick. First thing he wrote, I want to keep my guns, all of them. Then he wrote, I want lower taxes. We have enough laws, enforce the ones we have and not selectively. Sleep with whoever you want. Nobody cares. Yeah, I'm going to touch that. Show an ID when you vote. I'm a Christian. If you don't want to be one, fine. Shut up. My faith doesn't affect you. Then the next line, you want to attack a faith? Go after Islam. If you're willing to let illegal immigrants take over your house, fine. If not, shut up. If you want the government telling you to buy their health plan, then buy it. But if all you want is free shit, don't point your finger yelling about greed. I don't even get the logic on that one. If you want Michelle telling you what to eat, buy her cookbook. If you think global warming is a major threat, get rid of your snow shovel. If abortion is more important to you than buying a condom, I feel sorry for you. So these are his views and these are his arguments. Now, this is why I say there's two realities. First of all, let's look at the gun laws thing. You know what? There are no new gun laws. Okay? This is the hilarious thing about the gun laws. There are no new gun laws. We've had school shootings on a monthly basis for years. After a elementary school was shot up with legally purchased assault weapons, Congress still didn't pass a gun law. So the no new gun laws thing, it's like, well, you don't want new gun laws and there are no new gun laws. So why are you upset? Again, two different realities. You want lower taxes. The income tax rate is the lowest it's been since the 50s. Even with the expiration of a payroll tax cut from the Bush tax laws, which expired in 2012, at the highest, you're paying a lower rate of taxes than there were in 1979. That's almost 40 years ago. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's almost 40 years ago, 30 years. I mean, what taxes are you talking about? I don't understand. How much lower do you want your taxes? Do you not want any government services at all? I guess not. I don't understand that. Selective law enforcement. That's one you should probably talk to the parents of black kids who were shot by the police and the police not being charged about, you know, selective law enforcement. Or maybe those stop and frisk laws in New York have some selective law enforcement involved. When does selective law enforcement adversely affect a white male Christian in the United States? What law is selectively enforced that hurts them? I don't know. I'm serious. I don't know. So maybe there is one. Maybe there is some law. Maybe someone's going after. I don't know. But to bring that up again, two separate realities. I really don't. I'm not a white male Christian, so I don't know what laws persecute them. But apparently, there is some law being selectively enforced that's going after them. Sleep with whoever you want. Nobody cares. I wish that were true. If there weren't so much anti-gay rhetoric coming from the right, like you're saying, like nobody cares, but it's your side that's anti-gay. So who are you mad at? I don't understand it. It's literally like a disconnect from reality. Show an ID when you vote. If you're too stupid to get one, and you don't, this is what he wrote. If you're too stupid to get one, you don't know how to get one, you're too stupid to vote. Well, the thing about voter ID laws, they don't have to do with intelligence or stupidity. They have to do with money and access. It costs money to get an ID. And I know it's hard to believe that some people don't have the money, but some people don't. And this was proven in the 60s with the original voter right laws when it was shown in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that ID requests are effectively a poll tax. And not only that, if you want to talk about a law being selectively enforced, I'm pretty sure no white male Christians are being asked for their ID at the polls. I'm just saying. As a matter of fact, you know who's asked for ID at the polls? Anyone who looks like an immigrant or black people. That's who they ask for ID, because those are people who tend to vote liberal, who tend to vote Democratic, and they want to do everything possible to stop them from voting. And again, I don't blame the Republicans for that. That's just good Republican strategy. I blame the Democrats for not fighting it equally. How about checking white males for ID? Or more importantly, how about making it easier for people to vote? Getting more voting machines in these lower income or urban city areas, places that tend to vote Democratic. Democrats, get more voting machines there so more people can vote for you. I promise you the Republicans would do it. I promise you they know how. But anyway, getting back to his voter ID thing, you can't talk about selective law enforcement and voter ID, or can you? Okay, here's the one, and this we're going into it. We're next week is Thanksgiving, which historically starts the war on Christmas season. This whole thing about Christians and Christianity being under attack. How did he put it? I'm a Christian. If you don't want to be one, fine. Shut up. My faith doesn't affect you. But it's not because you don't want it to affect us, because over and over, we hear these Christian leaders actually say that the founding fathers want this to be a Christian nation. And they want to put up 10 commandments in the courts. The, prayer in schools, anger at, like, if some kid, for whatever religious reason or being an atheist or whatever, doesn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, doesn't want to say "In God We Trust," somehow that's wrong. But see, if your Christianity, if you don't want it to affect us, then why is that wrong? Why is it wrong for them to ignore the "In God We Trust" part if your Christianity doesn't affect us? And the most beautiful thing about it is, don't attack my Christianity. You want to hate a religion? Go ahead and hate Islam. How do you honestly do like that? That is amazingly hypocritical. That's mind-boggling. Like, don't hate my religion. Oh, but it's okay to go ahead and hate their religion. You know, the war on Christmas, yeah, Christmas is about Jesus. Yeah, you believe that? I got some swamp land to sell you in Jersey. Well, yeah, I can sell in Jersey. It's blue state. Maybe it's a red. I don't know. But listen, Black Friday, which is when the sales start for Christmas, Black Friday now starts Tuesday morning, okay? There used to be a thing called blue laws, and a couple of states still have them. Now, you want to talk about Christianity not affecting everyone's world? These blue laws were like stores had to be closed on Sundays because of the biblical day of rest. Now, these stores are opening up. Well, Walmart, they're the leader. Walmart's opening up at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. How Christian is that? Yeah, they're in it for Jesus. Let me tell you something. Walmart's opening up at 6 p.m. on Thursday so that they can get the first trampling to death done on Thursday evening, do the investigation late night Thursday night, and be ready for business first thing Friday morning. Don't think Jesus is too involved. Don't hear the Christians complaining too much about it. That is amazing. You don't want illegal immigrants to take over your house, yet you're extraordinarily okay with illegal immigrants cleaning your house or picking the vegetables that you serve in that house or cleaning your temporary house, also known as a hotel, or any other low budget, low paid, hard work labor gig that you can give illegal immigrants. Again, stop it. Stop this. I want to say there's nothing more hypocritical, but there is. It's just super hypocritical for Europeans to complain about illegal immigrants. Look, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Illegal immigrants, which is a code, they mean Mexicans. Are you aware of that? Did you know that illegal means Mexicans? They're late to the party. 100 years ago, when Europeans were coming over here, Italians, for example, Italians were called WOPs, W-O-P. Do you know what the W-O-P stood for? Without papers. That's what there had to have been enough of them for that to be a credible insult. Okay. Without papers. And you know what else they brought over? Crime. The gangsters and mafia. All the crime came over with them from the old country. And now that crime is romanticized in some of the biggest shows and movies that have ever been made. The Godfather. And don't get me wrong. I think it was a spectacular. It was a fantastic movie. But let's not forget, they were glamorizing crime brought over by immigrant families. The Sopranos, a great show. I loved The Sopranos. Tony Soprano was the man. Again, glorifying crime brought over by immigrant families. So this artificial, this manufactured, this idiotic and ridiculous hatred of Mexican immigrants is just wrong. It's wrong and it's bullshit and disconnect from reality. Michelle Obama said kids shouldn't eat so much sugar because they're getting fat. We have a bunch of fat kids in the country because they eat a lot of snacks and they're not very active. They play video games instead of running around and playing actual games or sports. Don't know how that's so evil. Don't understand how that's, you know, somehow restricting your freedom. But I guess it is. So, you know, you don't have to listen to her. All right. Global warming, once again, just two sets of facts. There's the science that scientists worldwide have used and proven over and over and over again. And then there's the stuff they make up over on Fox News. And this the fascinating thing to me about global warming and those who don't believe global warming. Now, just use Fox News as an example. Don't believe global warming. Scientists say that due to our advances, our technology, our use of certain fuels, principally coal, I guess, but other burning of fossil fuels, we've somehow damaged the atmosphere, which allows more sun to come in and heat up the atmosphere above what it normally should be. No, that's absolutely unbelievable. That's made up. Yet they believe in God. They believe in a supreme being that you can't see, that has micromanaged every life on earth since the dawn of life itself. Yeah, we believe that. Now, you want to talk about a disconnect? And I'm not knocking people who believe in God, all right? It's your belief. And I believe in God, not in a Christian God, not in that punishing way, even though I was brought up that way, and it's hard to get it out of your head when it's what you're raised with. But even so, just to stand back and look at both and dismiss the global warming as impossible, it is truly comical. And finally, abortion. And to be like, here, let's get back to your, I'm a Christian and my religion doesn't affect you, except when I want to pass a law telling women what to do with their bodies. Then my Christianity comes into play. Listen, the abortion laws have nothing to do with health or anything else but these morals that certain people have that they want to inflict. I'll use the word inflict upon others. So these are the two realities. I do not understand the logic in his world. I do not understand the facts in his world. Now, I'm sure that they'll come up with a bunch of facts saying that they're paying more taxes than they've ever paid. And I don't know, that illegal immigrants, voter fraud's been proven wrong and false over and over beyond, you know, ad infinitum. They'll give a reason it's okay to hate Islam. You know, even Bill Maher, and you couldn't get more left-wing than old, I gave $1 million to Barack Obama, Bill Maher. Even he was taken apart on the hatred of Islam and Islam's a violent religion. And you can look that up online too. I'm not going to, you know, go into the whole thing now. I have no problem with Islam. I really don't like terrorists. To say that all Islamic people are terrorists would be the equivalent of saying, well, since all racists are Republicans, all Republicans are racist. Yeah, try saying that and we're not watching them lose their fucking minds. But it's the same logic, right? If terrorists are Islamic, then all Islamic people are terrorists. It's literally the same logic. And the beauty of that extreme is if you look at the extreme right wing and you look at the extreme Islam, amazing how similar they are. Check the beards. Duck Dynasty? Just saying. Anyway, that's it. I don't have a solution to this. I am fascinated by this. I don't know if we'll come together. Now, couple of other things that just on the subject of comically hypocritical, Trey Riddell. And if your name is Trey, shouldn't you be black? I'm just saying. Well, Trey is not. Trey's white, and he's a congressman from Florida. I know, you're shocked. He's a Florida Republican, and he's the guy who voted on that. Everyone who has access to food stamps must get drug tested. Guess what he got busted for? Possession of cocaine. So I think actually we should test all Congress people. I honestly do. And I think we'll find more Congress people on drugs than we will people on food stamps. Again, people aren't getting rich on food stamps. Okay, you can find the fraud. You can find the person who sells the food stamps or who's making enough money to eat and gets. You can find that here and there. But overall, most people don't want to be on food stamps, and they're certainly not getting rich on food stamps. I think most people, there is some degree of shame, unfortunately, even though with the economy over the past, you know, 6-7 years, a lot of people who never expected to need help have needed help. So I just think that all lawmakers should be subject to drug tests, or at least Republican congressmen from down in Florida. Because let's face it, you can't say Florida without thinking cocaine. I was here for the 80s, and so were you. Finally, and this, I love this one. I love this idea, and this is one of the ideas that me and the conservatives can absolutely agree on, okay? There's a joke. It's posted on, you'll see it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. It came up after the midterm elections, and it's called the liberal quarantine, and this is what it says. In order to prevent further infestation of ridiculous liberal ideas and policies, liberals are asked to stay put in their respective quarantine zones. And the zones are on this little map. It's basically the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington. In the middle of the country, I think I see Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And then the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Boston, all the way up to Maine. And don't throw Maine in because Maine's going to do what Maine wants to do. Then it also says if you wish to leave your school, I mean, if you wish to leave your zone because the taxes are too high, the schools suck, and criminals run the place, just remember you voted for that crap. Just sit your ass back down and enjoy what you've created. I say please, please, please do it. Divide the country. Please let them secede. I'll say it again. Please, please let them secede. All of them. Let them have it. The whole South, the whole Midwest. Sorry, good people in the Midwest, but you're dominated by the idiots. Let them secede. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. When you secede, we keep our money. Yeah, yeah. The blue states keep their money, which means California keeps all that Silicon Valley money. You know, those little companies like Google and Oracle and Apple. Washington, yeah, gets to keep Microsoft. New York gets to keep Wall Street and all the banks. Let me say it again. All the banks. Remember when Scotland was about to separate from England? What did the Bank of Scotland say? We're going to England because they have money. So please, please, please secede. But remember, you don't get any money. You don't get any money because if you look at the real facts and you look at the real numbers, it's the red states that cost us money. It's the red states that take more than they get. The red states collect more in federal aid than they pay in. You want to talk about bad schools? Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, etc. want to talk about bad schools? Please keep your schools. Keep your schools. Criminals running the place? Let's just say there's been a person or two shot down south now and then. Taxes are too high. We don't mind paying them. You know why? Because we got the money. We got the money. We'll also have things like, oh, I don't know, health care and public services. You know, so yes, please, please, please let us do the liberal quarantine. Let's divide up the country, okay? You guys get Mississippi and Florida and Georgia and Alabama and SEC football, and we'll go ahead and keep Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and Stanford. Yeah, okay? You can have your guns, but don't get shot because you won't have any health care nor any hospitals. Now, Nevada, there are certain states we're going to have to work it out. Texas, great economy. It's yours. And you can have Texas. It'll be all right if you have Texas because Texas won't stay long. Texas will become its own country a week after the separation. So you keep Texas. Nevada, listen, Nevada might vote red. Nevada's going to turn blue. You know when it's going to turn blue? When you open your Bibles and shut down Las Vegas and Nevada realizes that's all we have. That's all we have. We have Vegas and Reno. We have casinos and brothels. You're going to shut those down? We're going to go blue. So we'll go ahead and give you Nevada for the first 2 weeks, but I'm pretty confident they'll join us. South Florida, you don't want South Florida. It's all Latin. We'll take it. We'll take Miami. Sorry, Tampa. I love you. I think it's a great city. Can't have it. North Carolina, I love the Research Triangle. I love Raleigh. I love UNC. But, you know, I can learn to love USC. Yeah, the Southern California, not South Carolina. So please, let's do a liberal quarantine. Let's separate. Good luck, red states. God bless. And, you know, I'll limit my touring. What are you going to do? Speaking of touring, November 28th and 29th, when you finish that Black Friday shopping, which you'll finish early because the stores are open Thursday, come to the Arlington Draft House just outside of Washington, D.C. Yeah, I can't wait to get to that area. The following weekend, December 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm going to be at Morty's in Indianapolis. And I was supposed to be at Helium's in Portland, a great comedy club in a great city. Unfortunately, there's been a screw-up in my agency, and the date's been changed. I am sorry about that. I look forward to seeing you. I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to seeing you in a blue state. Yeah, a blue state. That's where I'll stay. All right. Good luck. God bless. Keep paying attention. Thank you.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Slicinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.